What in the...
Eddie Leach looked at Sully, who lay on his side sweating, his eyes pinched shut, his lips moving as he dreamed. Leach nudged the other man's arm.
Sully. Hey, Sully.
Leave me alone, goddammit.
Didn't you hear it?
Hear what?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Sully closed his eyes and repositioned his head on his saddle.
You shut up and let me sleep. I know one thing. I'm going back to Wapperton first chance I can. I'm going to make that apron guzzle a whole bottle of his own bust head. See how he likes it.
Leach looked around again, finally deciding that he must have dreamed the sound that had awakened him. Leach eased his still aching head back onto his saddle and closed his eyes.
Damn it all!
Sounds like some damn girl singing somewhere.
He looked around again, blinking against the drum throbbing within his skull. Raising his hand against the blinding sun, all he saw were the horses and the wind-ruffled grass. Finally, he gained his feet and scoured the distance in a full circle with his eyes. He expected to see a farm or something along the horizon, but nothing.
What the hell?
Swinging around, he looked to his right and saw a tree way off in the distance.
Whatever it is, it's coming from that tree over yonder.
Leach swung his gaze back to Sully, who slept with his eyebrows rumpled and a heavy sheen of sweat above his mouth. No use trying to wake him. But there was no way Leach could relax, not hearing that damn ghost sing her damn song in his ear.
Who in the hell is she anyway? Where in the hell is she?
Wrapping his gun belt around his waist and cinching the buckle, he started walking toward the other tree, which appeared a thin shadow from this distance. Stabbed her in the heart and her heart's blood did flow. When Leach was within 50 yards of the cottonwood, which looked like a mirror image of the one he and Sully had chosen for their naps, he stopped. A black horse stood beneath the tree, its reins tied to the trunk.
Now what in the hell?
He saw something hanging from the branch above the horse. Unable to make out what it was from this distance, he walked forward several more steps. He stopped again, feeling something wet and cool skitter along his spine. What hung from the branch above the horse was a noose. A hangman's noose, swaying in the wind.
Step to the
A figure stepped out from behind the tree.
It's debt to the devil, poor Willie must pay.
It was indeed a girl. A fair-faced, blue-eyed blonde, hay-colored hair ruffling in the wind.
Killing pretty Polly and running away.
What are you doing out here, Missy?
Waiting for you, sir.
Me?
Yeah, you.
She raised a silver-plated revolver on him. She moved her head to one side, indicating the noose.
That's for you.
Me?
You murdered my family. You played a part in it. I remember you. I remember your face from your Dodger, too, Eddie Leach.
What are you talking about, girl?
I'm talking about Roseville, Nebraska, last year, about this same time. Little farm on Pebble Creek. My mother and father, my two sisters and my brother. You killed them all after you savaged my mother and sisters.
Roseville? I don't know.
Oh, you won't remember it, I'm sure, Mr. Leach. I'm sure there are far too many such atrocities in your history to remember just one family on Pebble Creek. Just take it from me. You were there.
You and the others and your gang took my family away from me forever, and now you're gonna pay for it. Climb up on that horse and put your head through that noose.
I ain't climbing up on no horse, and I ain't sticking my neck through no noose, little miss.
You'll die now, then.
She closed one eye, sighting down the barrel.
Wait a minute now. You don't want to do this.
I'ma give you to the count of three. Then I'm gonna sink one 45 caliber slug through your lung and leave you to choke to death on your own blood.
Now hold on!
And if you call out to your friend, the last word will not have died from your lips before I've killed you deader than a widow's husband.
Well, what good's it gonna do me to get on that horse? You're gonna kill me one way or another.
It will give you several more precious seconds to breathe the air and reflect on your life. Maybe even a minute or two. We humans do cling to life so when the chips are down.
Jesus God, kid. You're one crazy little bitch.
It's your choice. You can die slowly now, choking on your own bodily fluids. Or you can have the extra few minutes it takes you to climb into the saddle and tighten the noose around your neck.
She licked her lips, inclined her head slightly, and gazed down the barrel at his chest.
I'ma start counting now. When I get to three, I'ma shoot you in your right lung. One, two...
All right.
Huh? Matt Sully sat up and looked around.
Hey, Leech!
But Eddie Leech was nowhere in sight.
What the hell was that?
Sully stood and scanned the grassy terrain around him.
Leech!
Sully saw a lone tree standing in the direction from which he thought the yell had come from. Corroborating his assumption was a silvery trail of bent grass leading that way. Hitching his gun belt on his hips, Sully began following the path toward the tree. When he was about 100 yards from the tree, Sully stopped. Something appeared to be hanging from it. Something long and shaped like a body. Frowning curiously, feeling a sluggish reticence nip at his already seared bowels, Sully drew his revolver and resumed walking toward the tree. The closer he got, the more reticent and fearful and cautious he became. Approaching the tree, he stared up at the body.
Leech?
His mind swirled and wheeled and tumbled back over itself. Was he dreaming?
It's a tattoo the devil poor Willie must pay.
Before Sully could wheel around, he felt the cold steel of a pistol barrel jammed against his neck. He froze, bile flooding him, his knees turning to glue.
Kneel.
What?
Kneel down.
Why?
Kneel down, Matthew Sully.
He knelt down. The girl snugged her silver-plated revolver up to the back of his head.
It's a debt to the devil, poor Willie must pay.
No.
Louisa Bonaventure wheeled, holstered her revolver, and walked away through the grass.
For killing pretty Polly and running away.